since 1988.
Welcome to America Tonight. We have 9 days for the Super Committee to come up with a magic plan to help take a chunk out of the deficit, to figure out a way to slice and dice what ails us in Washington and affects us, because we are the taxpayers, after all. It's our money. Never forget that. It's our money. It's not somebody else's money. It's our money. Well, I guess the Chinese have some of that money. But theoretically, it is our money. So what a roller coaster ride that has become, and I'm not shocked by that. You have 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans. You put them in a room. What do you think is going to happen? We can all answer that question. So when this giant committee was announced, did you have high hopes that there would be some kind of a solution? I don't think so. We're going to get to that in just a second. One of the many things we're going to touch on in this hour of America Tonight. Plus, we have our weekly re-rack that's coming up as well here at the bottom of the hour. But before we get to that, let's talk about Penn State. Penn State is definitely the buzz in the backyard because everybody has an opinion on this. People who don't even care about college football didn't really know much about Joe Paterno, and then everybody else who certainly knows Joe Pa and his name and his legacy and all that kind of stuff leading up to what now has become the biggest scandal in college football in a very long time. Everything else just pales in comparison when you think of what's happened with kids taking money or parents having houses built when it comes to agents and recruiting and things that the NCAA frowns upon and immediately would throw the hammer down on a couple universities and wipe away the wins that they had. Remember Reggie Bush and USC, and that controversy, again, pales in comparison, not even close to what's happened at Penn State and the saga of Jerry Sandusky and how long he was allowed to allegedly abuse young boys through the guise of a program that he started called Second Mile, where the idea was to help at-risk kids. He helped himself, so it seems, to at-risk kids. It's just a terrible thing that's happened, and the victims are coming out of the woodwork, so who knows how many in the end. Just a new week after the worst one you can ever imagine. Certainly the kids who go to school there, they were shook up because they had a weak reaction, in my opinion, to the news of Joe Paterno being let go with the mini riot that they staged up at State College. And then alums reacting, some of them rushing to the defense of Joe Paterno. But one of the things that have seen is some changes will be made in laws, for example. So if somebody were to witness what Mike McQuarrie, the receivers coach, then a graduate student, saw back in 2002 as a young 10-year-old was being sodomized by this Jerry Sandusky, supposedly, then that would have immediately had to have been something that would have been reported to cops, to campus police or whoever. It didn't go in that direction because there was some kind of a cover-up there, obviously, and there was a problem with not taking it to people who would have been able to stop him, who would have been able to investigate this much sooner, and who knows how many other people over a span of at least 15 years will come forward with horrific stories. So bottom line is Joe Paterno has been the face of Penn State football since 66. He's gone. He's done. And there's nothing but questions in the wake of what happened, why no one stopped it, why McQuarrie didn't do something himself, why he didn't at least, for goodness sake, immediately run to the police while he could have told somebody in the program, which he did in Paterno, why he didn't do that in the first place. But as I said, laws will be changed in Pennsylvania, I'm certain of it, and maybe in other parts of the country, so that's a good thing. Here's J.T. Bard on now some of this aftermath with Penn State.
It's definitely been a frustrating time and a confusing time for us. And at the end of the day, I only think time will really tell if the trustees made the right decision or not. But I can say that I've worked with the trustees before, and I know they have and always will have the best interests of the university at heart. At this point, I think the students really have been focused on the victims, bringing attention to the victims and their families, and trying to do everything we can to make sure that justice is found for them.
Yeah, let's hope that's the case. The U.S. Education Department is looking into whether they violated federal law by failing to report the alleged sexual assaults. It doesn't seem so. The two that didn't report it have already been charged, but Paterno and McQueary don't seem to fall under that. That's why I was talking about the laws being changed. Some donors are saying forget it, they're pulling back money, at least for short term. Football recruiting has been affected. Some recruits have announced that they're going to drop down, and because of lawsuits, which I guarantee there's going to be a ton of them, Moody's is saying they're going to downgrade Penn State's bond rating, they believe, as they look to these possible lawsuits and new allegations and cover-ups. And, you know, this story is far from over. There are many things that we really don't know about what happened here. It's been less than a week, actually, and now we're headed into a new week. And, you know, when you're on a university, you're kind of in a bubble. Any of you have gone to any of these schools, you know what I'm talking about. You're like in a small city. And so now things are different for these students, certainly. And I think it's going to be a different atmosphere at Penn State for a while anyway, as they deal with everything that's now happened there. And it's the victims. Who cares about all the rest of it? Really, it's the victims, because it's just so sickening. All right, we could be the victim of a waste of our money with this whole super committee thing. And here's what Congressman Hensarling from Texas had to say about the super committee.
It's been a roller coaster ride. I will say this. I respect my Democrat colleagues. I have an excellent working relationship with Senator Patty Murray. We haven't given up hope.
They have 9 days to not give up hope and to come up with something. And if they don't, that means the automatic swing or trigger goes into effect and will slash a trillion plus. And it doesn't look like there's any deal. There's certainly no deal on the table. And I just can't imagine the short interim time after all these meetings that they're going to come up with anything, because it's the same thing. They're hung up on tax. And they're hung up on taxes, and they're hung up on what to cut. So it's the same old story that it was when the super committee was formed. So just another committee where you have a bunch of meetings that ultimately don't lead to anything. Now, the Texas congressman that you just heard is the panel's Republican co-chair. And he's talked about that the cooperation is there, but you still have to come up with a figure. They're talking about increased taxes, and what are they going to push through with legislation? Because it doesn't mean that it's going to happen anyway, and that's part of this. So it's disappointing, but it's inevitable that this was the direction that they were going to go in. Unfortunately, what will get cut when the axe swings is a big chunk of the defense budget. They've already been hit. And the problem is Leon Panetta is saying this will affect some equipment, and he's very, very concerned about that. I'm very concerned about that as well. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way.
So everybody's having a field day with what happened at Penn State. I mean, that's, you know, trying to grapple with the enormity of the situation. And I happened to catch this over the weekend in flipping around. I was actually watching some college football, and flipping around later in the evening, I saw this parody. This is just a little tiny piece of it on Saturday Night Live. What happens is they have the news, and they do the weekend news, and on the weekend news, they've got a character that appears occasionally called the devil. He's supposed to be the devil. And here's a little snippet of that.
It turns out that the abuse was initially reported to Joe Paterno.
Okay, who went straight to the police, yeah?
No.
Ah! Come on! Are you serious? Come on, Joe Pa!
So that's Seth Meyers, the anchor, and he's talking to the devil. So the devil's reacting that, oh, even he can't believe what's happened there. Let's go to Andrew in Texas. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Kate. Love your show. Makes my day that much easier, especially on a Monday.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
I heard earlier when I called you last week and I said, hey, Joe's got to go, And I heard earlier, too, Franco calling. I feel bad for Franco because he's, was his coach and his mentor and all. And, it's kind of hard for him to make a good objective, decision whether what he wants to do, support him or what, because, you know, the bottom line is, you know, he had to do something more than what he did. And, just to get off a little bit off the subject now, with They had a immaculate catch he made. I still disagree. I think he trapped the ball. I don't think he did it. I was watching that game when he did that. You know, you remember the catch?
Yes. You're talking about the you're talking about the Atlanta game?
No. I'm talking like a couple decades ago when they had the immaculate catch when they were.
I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about today's game. I thought you were talking about a miscatch. Yes, that's a huge. Are you kidding? You can't have ever watched football and not know that catch. Are you kidding me?
You know,
absolutely.
Even now, the experts they don't have a really good view of that ball when he caught it. You don't see the very bottom of it, and a lot of people say he trapped it. And I'm a Raider fan, so I'm gonna agree with it. The half that says that he trapped the ball.
I love that. I love how you confess to that. Oh, I'm a Raider fan, so
I am.
So that's why. You're right. You can't talk. There are certain plays. It's fun when you do. I used to do a sports talk show, and when you do a sports talk show, there are certain plays that you can't talk. That you just talk about that are all time. Was it really the immaculate reception, or was it not? Yeah,
I mean, if you remember, it was freezing cold, it was the tundra, they were playing Three Rivers, and it bounced off the head off one of those players, and, you know, I don't know, the Raiders just seem to get shortchanged sometimes, see, because remember the Brady call? They made a new rule because of that, and that was so upset when I saw that. I'm like, hey, that was a fumble, you know, that they took it away from us, you know. But to get back on Michelle Bachman, you know, she's crying about what that CBS is not fair to her. But, you know, I put Bachman and Palin in the same category, that they're intelligent women, but they have no real spouses. There's a difference between being intelligent and being smart. And I just feel that these two ladies are just, they want to be the first. Now, if Hillary Clinton was there, I really think she's a smart lady. She has both qualities. She's intelligent and she's smart. She's savvy. She's got a lot of experience underneath her belt. So when she talks, you know, I listen to her, and I don't know. Michelle Bachman's just nagging and crying.
I like that. She's just nagging and crying. I actually agree with you. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people listening of all kinds of stripes that are probably cringing, because I know there's like a whole contingent of I hate Hillary, but experience wise, and her IQ is like off the chart. It's like 160 something, whatever it is. And we've had people on the show. There's a guy that comes on the Baz. Thanks for the call, Andrew, from Washington, who says it all the time. He says, you know, I've seen Republicans who just respect her, whether they agree with all of what she thinks or what she thought healthcare should be or some other things, but they respect her knowledge. They respect her background. So that's an interesting statement. It's not going to be Michelle Bachman. There's no way, looking at the polls anyway. Absolutely not. It's not even a possibility. You know, Hillary Clinton had more of a chance until Obama spoiled her party and jumped into the race last time around. And who knows? I don't know. If it was Hillary Clinton going up against John McCain, what do you think? Do you think that she would have gotten it, or no, McCain would have gotten it? I don't know. But this time around, you know, absolutely no way. Somebody asked me this the other day. Do I ever think there would be a female president? I just hope we get the best president ever. If it's a female and she's great and she's the best and she's the most qualified, then great. Bring it on. That's what I want. I want somebody who can do the job. They're not going to be 100% anyway, but somebody that I believe in, somebody that I think truly has the best interest at heart of the country and can push politics as much as possible aside. That's part of the problem. It's just a political machine that people can't bust open because of the responsibility they have to their party or the responsibility they believe they have to whatever the politics around them are. And that's the problem to me. That's why I think we need a third. I still believe we need a third party to smash it up. Something has to happen there. Something has to happen there. By the way, somebody just emailed me, Jake in Austin. He goes, what are you talking about? What happened in the Atlanta game? So now I feel compelled to tell you, because I'm in one of these free football pools, by the way, and I had New Orleans, and it went into overtime. It was New Orleans and Atlanta, and what happened was John Carsey kicked a 26-yard field goal in overtime, but this was after Atlanta decided to go for it on fourth and down, on fourth down, very deep into their own territory. And of course it backfired, and then, you know, this is what they'll be second guessing, I'm sure, for at least a day or two. That's kind of the rule in football. You can worry about it for a day, you can whine about it for a day, and then you have to move on because you lost. So New Orleans ended up taking control of the NFC South. We talk about these races and how tight they are in the standings, and there's just a couple of divisions where it's blown open a little bit, but for the most part, there's some where it's really tight, and you don't know who's going to end up there at the end, because now we've got what? We're into our 11th week of the NFL coming up after Monday Night Football, Green Bay and Minnesota. And that, you know, that's it. We don't have much time before you know it. Poof, the playoffs will be here, and we'll see who's left standing in the end. Still think Green Bay has that team you got to beat. Oof, they're going to be tough. It's a good time for me to promo the fact that we have Nail the Score on Friday morning. It's our third hour. I know some of you are just dog tired, but if you are up, just jam on the phone lines because it's so much fun. You don't have to pay a buck like you do for the lottery. You're just guessing. Once our computer picks whatever the game of the week is going to be, you just tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And, you know, who knows? You might end up being a winner. All right. I've got one last thing we want to talk about quickly here. The Washington Nationals catcher, Wilson Ramos, he was kidnapped in Venezuela. Take a listen to what he had to say.
I didn't know if I was coming home alive. These were people I don't know, and they kill for money. To think about this made my spirits go down, and I was worried. I do not wish that experience upon anyone.
Yeah, crazy. 50 hours, Matt, can you imagine? He was 50 hours they held him, and then they rescued him late last Friday night. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I know just from a local perspective that the Twins, they used to have a Venezuelan academy for their baseball prospects that they shut down a couple of years ago because they were worried about a lot of their player safety, and a lot of they're telling their prospects not to go play in the winter leagues there and send them over to the Dominican Republic instead.
Yeah, how crazy is that? And, yeah, it was Venezuela, and it's very sketchy about how he was freed and all that stuff, and why was he abducted in the first place. And
tight ship Hugo's running down there.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, but boys, half of Hollywood embraces Hugo the Butcher Chavez. Give me a break. I went to Venezuela once a long, long time ago when I was a kid, to Caracas. Now, you wouldn't catch me in Venezuela. No way, no how. Coming up, the weekly re-rack next here in America Tonight. We had a great conversation with Clint David, a lawyer who broke down a couple of things that happened. Remember the Michael Jackson doctor, Conrad Murray, and the stuff that was going on with Joe Paterno. He had some thoughts on it. So stay with us.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On Monday, Dr. Conrad Murray found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of pop star Michael Jackson. He really didn't show much emotion. I was watching this as it came down when they read the verdict. As you can imagine, everybody's talking about it. Was this the right thing to happen here? What do you think? We'll be talking about it on the show, 800-259-5791. The judge ordered that Murray be held without bail until November 29th. That's when the sentencing is. Wonder what kind of a sentence he's going to get. We're going to talk about that, plus what's going on with sexual harassment now, a new claim from a woman who says she was harassed by Herman Cain. Actually, he groped her is what this accuser is saying. In 1997, she spoke out. And then we have this crazy thing with Penn State football's program, a coach accused of sexually abusing boys. So one of our pals, legal analyst Clint David, joins us. Always fun to have him on the show. It's been a while. Clint, nice to catch up with you.
Thank you, Kay. It's great to be back on.
So, Conrad Murray, your initial reaction, you watched as this was unfolding. You know, you're an attorney. You've seen all kind of things in your day. Were you surprised by this verdict or nah?
Not a bit. I mean, first of all, when you've got a trial that goes 6 weeks, 49 witnesses, and the jury deliberates a day and a half, that's normally not a good sign for the defendant, number one. But number two, I just think the evidence was absolutely overwhelming against Dr. Murray. I mean, it was the classic blame the victim. I mean, he's paid $150,000 a month. And look, I mean, when your defense is that Michael Jackson administered his own fatal dose of propofol, you know you've sort of hit the bottom of the barrel of defenses. His attorneys had an impossible job. Looked like justice was done to me, and the jury was out for a day and a half, so I guess they saw it pretty strongly as well.
And that's the rule of thumb, right? You said that if it's a short, if you're the defendant and they come back quickly, I'm sure not always, but usually it's not a good sign when you're on that side of the table.
That's right. When it's short like that and you've got that many witnesses and that long a trial, and they go, that means they took a little straw poll. How's everybody feel? Went around guilty, guilty, guilty. Okay, now let's take a formal vote, get a foreman, you know, and it's pretty much all over but the crying at that point.
Yeah. Is that the same? I'm just curious. Is that the same? Because this was a criminal trial. Is that the same with the civil?
Not necessarily, because there's so many other issues in civil trials. You've got damages and things of that nature. So it's really kind of hard to say. The burden of proof is different. So, you know, when it comes quick, everybody's sweating on a civil case. You just don't know which way the pendulum's going to swing.
There you go. With the sentencing phase, interesting, the judge said no bail. No bail, because I bet you he could easily have gotten bailed out. Is that because he's a risk for flight?
I believe so. The judge was very specific that, you know, you have contacts outside of California. You know, I'm not persuaded that you're not a flight risk. I'm not persuaded that you don't have any prior criminal acts. And the judge obviously, the doctor certainly has financial means, friends. For whatever reason, the judge was not having any part of letting the good doctor stay out until sentencing toward the end of the month. And they handcuffed him right in the court, and they took him out. It was very, very dramatic.
Yeah, it was very dramatic to watch that. What do you think happens with sentencing? What do you think he's going to get?
Well, he can get up to 4 years. I don't think he'll serve that long, but there's no doubt in my mind the judge, particularly listening to the judge's tone when he denied bail, that this judge will make sure Dr. Murray serves some time, and I'm guessing in the two-year range. And let's not forget this, Kate. It's very important. A lot of people aren't talking about it necessarily, but he loses his medical license. His profession is over. Mm. I mean, this is devastating to Conrad Murray. Of course, Michael Jackson lost his life. This is very, very devastating for Dr. Murray as well. But this jury found, and I think it's important to note what involuntary manslaughter means. It means that you cause another person's death, even though it was an accident and you didn't mean to, is if your conduct was reckless. And that's what happened here. They said that there's a death here, and it's due to the acts of Dr. Murray, even though he didn't intend to kill Michael Jackson. And that's what they found. That's why the maximum sentence is 4 years as opposed to life, you know, in the situation of first-degree murder.
Yeah, interesting. We'll be talking about that later, as I said before, here on America Tonight. How about this now? We switch gears and talk about the sexual harassment thing that's been hanging around Herman Cain now for over a week. A new thing breaks open on Monday. A Chicago woman says that he groped her when he was the head of the National Restaurant Association, and the campaign, of course, is denying the accusations. This doesn't look good, though, when you're trotting out new people, and especially when Gloria Allred's there. That spells trouble to me.
Let me tell you, whenever Gloria Allred shows up, I always want to reach for my wallet. I don't know why, but that's just an instinctive reaction that I've got. No, that's never good, but the difference here is, and as this lady said, and if you listen, I mean, she gave specific details, what she was wearing, what he was wearing. It's going to be very hard for his campaign to say she made this up, or she was told to do this by Rick Perry, or this is a liberal media conspiracy. This is very, very specific. So essentially, he's going to have to convince the world that she's a liar. She's not asking for money. She said, I don't intend to file a lawsuit. So, Mr. Cain, it's going to be very, very difficult to deny this. I think what he's going to have to do is just not talk about it and move on. But she said, I wanted to put a face and a name to these allegations because the other ladies, two of them signed confidentiality agreements, and the third one doesn't want to come forward.
Confidentiality agreements, and you're very familiar with those. What is there a statute of limitations sort of on those? Can you break them eventually? I mean, there was that whole back and forth of, well, geez, they could talk, couldn't they?
Well, there are statutes of limitation of when you can bring these sorts of charges. or whether it be civil or go to the EEOC, and each state is going to be different. But remember, this lady has no intention of filing any charges. She said she just wanted to go on the record because nobody else was and wanted to perhaps make sure he did not do this again. The other claims were brought back in the late 90s against the National Restaurant Association. They paid them. They paid money for them to go away and sign specific agreements. So it's very hard to deny these things when the National Restaurant Association paid settlement money for these yep. ladies to sign confidentiality agreements.
Yeah, if you were advising someone in a workplace situation that was similar to this, and let's say you listen to what a couple of women have to say and other people, there's other witnesses and all that sort of stuff, and then you listen to Herman Cain himself or whoever the head of the company is if they were in this situation, do you advise them? I mean, is that a clear-cut sign of guilty? Does that automatically make people think, whether it's true or not, that you're guilty if you pay them off, if you say, sign the confidentiality thing, here's your year's salary? Is that just the court of public opinion?
You know what? Yeah, that's a great question. It really doesn't, because if you read those settlement agreements, they very plainly say nobody is admitting liability here. I mean, I'm sure there have been plenty of people that have brought very justified, valid sexual harassment claims against their employer and were paid rightfully and deserved the money. I am sure there have been many situations where they have brought claims that maybe were not valid. And companies decide to pay the money, call it green mail, call it we don't want to fight this, call it we want to remain anonymous, whatever it may be. And I'm sure those situations happen too. So just because, and that's a great point, an agreement was signed here and money was paid doesn't necessarily mean he did anything wrong. They may just not have wanted to fight these charges. But when you continue, it's called the cumulative effect. One does it, okay. Two, three. Now this lady comes forward publicly and says specifically how he groped her, where on her body he groped her, got her a suite in a hotel, and got her, quote, upgraded, close quote. When it gets that specific, all of a sudden the court of public opinion might say where there's smoke, there's fire, but that's left up to everybody's individual opinion. But it doesn't look good for him. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think it looks good for him either. Then this other story breaks, and this is serious, too. Prosecutors are now saying that they're not going to rule out the probability or possibility of more charges or victims even in this case of a former Penn State football coach who's accused of sexually abusing boys. This is a huge bombshell for a very big university. So they must have evidence or they wouldn't go guns blazing like this, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh. This really transcends anything in the world of sports or selling sports memorabilia or, you know, violating NCAA rules. This breaks every sort of cardinal rule of humanity, assuming these things happen. But, I mean, what you've got here are indictments. I mean, they have indicted two major officials with Penn State for perjury in front of the grand jury. They've indicted this former coach and who was going to be Joe Paterno's successor for 80 counts of child indecency and sex with a minor. I mean, it doesn't get any more disgusting. So the problem is going to be the typical Watergate, what did you know and when did you know it, where this grad student apparently saw this coach allegedly in the shower with a minor doing indecent acts, reported it to Coach Paterno. This is the story. Mm-hmm. Coach Paterno reported it to the athletic director. The athletic director reported it to his number two in charge. They apparently brought it to the attention of the coach, and that's where it stopped. The police were never contacted. That's where it ended. So, you know, Coach Paterno, it said he is not a target. He is not under suspicion. They don't know that he's done anything wrong. But goodness gracious, the stain on the institution for not immediately going to the police if they didn't do that is just mind-boggling. It saddens me, and it's, we've got criminals involved here. Certainly these three that have been indicted, now they're presumed innocent. But I don't know if it gets any worse than this, quite honestly.
Yeah, I agree with you. What a note to end on. Legal analyst Clint David, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Anytime, Kate. Great to be back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
A book by its cover, boy, is that so true. I have a whole bag full of those, by the way, that I carry around with me. It's interesting because there was an economics professor at the University of Texas in Austin who came out with a book called Beauty Pays, Why Attractive People Are More Successful. And I think sometimes that's true and sometimes it's not true. It depends on what we're talking about. It depends on what job, and a whole bunch of other factors, I think, fall in line with that. Do you necessarily get a career boost because you're good looking? How much does it really, really help you? And we know how tough it is now in the job market. I still think a lot of it is who you know, your reputation, and your resume. You have to look cleaned up. I mean, let's face it. You can't be casual day in flip-flops when you go on interviews, unless maybe you have a Harvard degree, like my buddy does, and you go to work for Facebook, then that's a little bit different. So here we are in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. And a lot of you are trying to figure out this job puzzle right now. And we're pleased to welcome to the show. He's coming in from our virtual green room. It's his first time. I don't know if he had a Red Bull or if they gave him a latte or maybe they just didn't give him anything. But Chris Lawson from the Eli Daniel Group. His company is a staffing agency, but it's a little bit more than that, and it's all about the job, so he's perfect to join us here on ATN. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I am doing great, Kate. It is, it's great to be here, and Red Bull, whatever, it's all there.
That's good. You're playing my game, so already we like you.
There you go.
Don't you think it's true? I mean, just think back before the Eli Daniel group, even in your own life. You heard what I said. I think when you go into an interview, you have to look right. I mean, you have to look cleaned up, decent and whatnot. But I wonder, sometimes I've seen, because I'm in the broadcast business, sometimes I've seen people get the job because they're attractive. But then I've also seen people lose jobs because they're hired and then they can't. They don't fit the bill. They don't fit in with the group. They don't know what they're doing. And eventually, after job review, they're out. Have you seen that?
Absolutely. I think getting a job and the way that you look, the way that you carry yourself, obviously you want to prepare. You want to come in with clean clothes, ironed, everything like that, but that's not always the case. And what we've seen, and I've been in the staffing industry, in the employment industry since 1998, and we've seen a lot of different economic times. And the candidate's appearance and the attractiveness does play a role with certain types of positions, and it does not always work. I can promise you that. You have to go a little deeper. You have to think a little deeper when you're visiting with the job candidate, because they come in and heads turn, so to speak, it does not mean that they are the right fit for the position. And, it's a slippery slope.
No, I agree with you there. And you said, you know, you've been through different economic times since 98, and I mentioned your company, and you run this company, so now the buck stops with you. What do you do when we're in this kind of economy to keep things really moving through your office?
Well, what we do is there are a lot of candidates, as you know, a lot of workers, former workers, unemployed, qualified, great candidates, and when we visit with people, we consult with them. We tell them exactly what they're going to need to do to really improve on getting that job. And it's not just about the resume. It's how you present yourself and things like that. So we do a lot of coaching in terms of career advice and things like that. And, at the same time, we've got to do it with our clients that are out there looking to hire. If we send three quality candidates that are all, they all have, let's say, a degree, and they're wanting this position fresh out of college or something, then we may have to persuade them outside of what their initial reaction may be, based on what our opinion is of the depth of the quality of the candidate, and get beyond just that surface, because a lot of times it can be tricky.
Yeah, I agree with you there. What do you tell your clients? What's your clients' biggest complaints about the people that they get?
They get so many candidates that apply for, let's say it's an executive level position, yet, the truck driver, God bless them, the truck driver applies for the position. And so there are so many people applying to positions that they're not qualified for. So you have to run through the resumes, and you have to, that's just the initial part, is going through the hundreds and hundreds of resumes. And then once you bring them in, you've got to go through that process, and then you've got to know what to ask. And so it's tough on the client side. That's where, we like Eli Daniel, we like to come in and say, let us do the hard work for you. And then we'll send you the most qualified candidates.
Where do you find, because you've got obviously all walks of life and all different kinds of clients, and you just set a great example there with the truck driver who isn't qualified to be the president of XYZ company, just doesn't have the background, and he has a background in something else, and there's probably plenty of other things he could do besides being in the trucking industry, but he doesn't fit the particular mold of whatever the job is. Where is the most opportunity right now, Chris?
That is a great question, Kate. I think that you really have to be realistic about your job skills and what you bring to the table. And then you've got to find companies and specifically target those companies that fall within your expertise, so to speak. So if it's truck driving, then, you know, let's stick to that, unless you feel like you've got transferable skills, which very well may be the case, to get you into a different industry. So you just never know.
No, I agree with that. You never know. Do you find that, because I'm sure people listening to us now, because we're being broadcast in all different parts of the country, do you find that the reference thing, you know, people think, you said it's more than a resume now, which of course it is, but when people put together resumes, especially, I say old school, where they used to put career objective, no matter how old they were, and put
right.
references, this is me, and you're the expert, I would get rid of the career objective, because what's my career objective? To make millions of dollars and be
right.
very, very happy and run this company like a charm. I mean, whatever. So I say forget that, because you might limit yourself. But the references, do people want references? Do they check references?
People want references for certain positions, but you know, at the same time with references, it's probably like being a good reporter. To get the good references, you've got to do a little bit of digging, because you're not going to give on your resume or in your portfolio if three people that are going to suggest something negative about you. And so employers know that references are only part of the picture. And it's just like anything. You've got to make sure and be thorough and ask the question, who else do you know? And while they're there, who else do you know that could vouch for you? And so as an employee, as a listener, you need to make sure that you've got a handful of references, people that can literally say and put their stamp right on you. And so they do carry some weight along with the interview and the resume. The process is a lot longer than it used to be. When the employment market, when it's an employee-driven market, if things happen real fast, clients or companies make decisions. Now, the process tends to go a little slower. They've got more resumes. They want to take their time, and that's understandable. But a good candidate's a good candidate, and so you do have to move pretty swiftly in the market from the client side, from the employer side.
Yeah, all right, so a good resume is a good resume. What would you tell somebody, our last question here, what would you tell somebody who's going on an interview? What would you tell them to know? Besides, I think you need to try to dig into the company and find out what you can. But would you tell them just relax, be yourself, don't try to be something you're not? I think people try to do that.
That's a great point, because that's what I tell people. If you go in to an interview and you try to, you know, you've just read, you know, interview questions 101 and you know how to answer every one of them like a robot, well, then where's the connection? I say go in, be prepared, do your research. You know that website. You know the players in the company. You know everything about that company. You know why you would bring value to that company. And then you go in, you be yourself, and you relax. And if it works out, it works out. There's only so much you can control. Going in, giving the too canned of an answer is probably not going to get you the job.
Yeah, see, that's what I would be afraid of. Chris Lawson, you were a delight. Eli Daniel Group, he runs it. Check out the website, elidaniel.com. It's elidaniel.com. Thanks, Chris. You have a good one.
Thanks, Kate. You're the best. Thank you.